is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour. You're tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and I'm delighted that you've decided to join us, or if you've been tuned in all this time to Guardian Radio, thank you so much for staying. As a reminder, the Happy Hour is 1 hour of just pure goodness. We're talking with the people and groups around the country that are making a positive impact on our Bahama land. Now, today, I have a special treat because we have two sets of guests today. Firstly, we're going to be talking with the Anglican Church women in the first half because they have an event coming up, but then also we want to hear more from them about what are they doing. And there are many chapters of that particular group. Now, we're also going to be talking with our friends with the Down Syndrome Association because next week is the Buddy Walk, and you have an opportunity to support the efforts of the Bahamas Association for those with Down Syndrome. And you can tune in later on, stay with us, so you can hear a little bit more about that. Now, before I get into our guests today, I want to go through over some of the events that are happening this weekend, as well as for the next weekends remaining in October. If you didn't know, and I want to make sure I get this right, because when I call it the Food Fest, I get riled. The International Culture, Wine, and Food Festival, otherwise known as the Food Fest, is happening today and tomorrow. So that's going to be today, Saturday, Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're going to be at the foot of Clifford Park. And they have, I'm counting this, they literally have 119 different booths out there. Shout out to the Rotary Clubs of the Bahamas who have a booth there. So you can learn more about Rotary at the International Wine and Food Festival. Also happening tonight, and I want to give a special shout out to this event, and yes, it's because I'm a Long Islander. The Agrarian Awards are happening tonight under the theme Planting with Heart and Soil. The Agrarian Awards is an opportunity to celebrate our farmers, not only here in New Providence, but throughout the country. And it's just started. This is the second year, and I personally want to say kudos out to the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources for saluting and celebrating our farmers. They also do the Anchor Awards, which is for our fishermen, and that happens on the off year. So last year was the Anchor Awards, and this year will be Agrarian, next year will be Anchor Awards. Shout out to Mr. Keith Carroll, who got Fisherman of the Year last year. That's a good Long Island man. Also happening, there's a lot of things happening today, but next weekend is when you're going to be having way more activities happening. I call it fair season because almost every weekend there's going to be a fair from either a Catholic church or an Anglican church. So Saturday the 25th, you're going to have Paint the Streets Pink. That's a breast cancer awareness walk, and that's going to be one of our Rotaract clubs. So you can check Facebook for more information on that. The Valley Boys, and don't ask me which one, I don't have the answer for you. The Valley Boys are going to be having a fun run walk as well. That it was originally scheduled for earlier this month, but they're having it next Saturday. There is still time for you to sign up. Kudos goes out to Mr. Marcel Major and the Four Seasons Race Management because they had their trust walk this morning. What is that? Four Seasons usually has an event that gives back. They call it Miracle Miles. And so it's also a fundraiser. So this year they did it for the blind, the Bahamas Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, BABV. And that happened this morning. So we want to say congratulations for all that they do out there for the most vulnerable among us. And I'll try to share photos on my on the Facebook page so you can see, well, what they did. St. Thomas More Catholic Church is also having their fair Saturday the 25th. The Bahamas Humane Society is having a pumpkin patch. Like, where else could you find a pumpkin patch on New Providence? That's happening also next week, Saturday, starting at 3. You can check the Humane Society's pages online for that. You also have going down. Like I said, it's going to be so busy. November the 1st, and I just given y'all advance notice, and this is a part of me being Anglican. Y'all know my bias. Christchurch, Anglican, the cathedral, they have a street festival. That's the 1st of November. Also happening on the 1st of November, that's that same Saturday, is Epiphany Anglican Church. They're having their fair. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me why the two Anglican churches having something the same day. That is above me. Go to God. You also have Sacred Heart Catholic Church. They're having their fair. And this is their first one in 5 years. So special shout out to Father Devereux King and his team down there, including my cousin Tamika, who's on the planning committee. Cheers to you all for getting this off the ground. I can't wait to go down there. I want my fudge. Please make sure there is fudge. The Bahamas Red Cross is also having their mini fair and raffle also on the 1st of November. So this is why I've given y'all advance notice, because we can need to save money for all of these events. I'm going to leave it there for now because I don't want to overwhelm you, but just saying that fair season has begun. This is a season of philanthropy. All the things are happening. Schedule your time. Now, speaking about scheduling time, because it's time to get to the folks I have inside studio. Y'all know I like to bring the important people here, right? But the thing is, what I don't tell y'all is some of these important people I know since I was a child. And one of the people in the studio has known me since I was a baby. And so joining me in the studio this morning, this afternoon, and this evening, did y'all catch the reference to the Truman Show just now? Is Miss Deborah McKinney. She's the president of the Anglican Church Women Council. Now, I know that sounds big and heavy. She could tell us exactly what that means. Joining her, and I know she tried to look at me and not smile so very much, because it's my good church member. My good church member is Trinan Lua. She's the ACW, that's Anglican Church Women, Council Outreach Chairperson. She is also the president of the ACW at St. Agnes, which we all know is my church. My beloved St. Agnes. Cool. So we brought them in here because they're doing great things in the community, but they also have an event coming up that I wanted us to hear a bit more, because it's, I want to say, free. I got head notes just now. For those of you watching and those of you listening, it's free for the young girls. So they're going to talk to us about that. But before we get there, they got to tell us more about them. Who are they? What do they do? Because as an Anglican, I know it is ACW, but the majority of the country ain't Anglican. So let's start off with the president of this thing called council. So, Miss McKinney, please tell me, tell us more about you. And speak right into that mic so everybody can hear you.
Thank you, Deandra. Much appreciated having us here on the show today. Well, the Anglican Church Women, we are an organization within the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands. We have branches, ministries within all of the Anglican churches within New Providence and throughout the family of islands, and of course in Turks and Caicos Islands. Our primary mission is to enhance the spiritual growth of and development of women in our parishes and share the gospel message with others. We are also mandated to become more actively involved in our parishes, and of course, the diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands. Our aims and objectives are to empower women to serve God by exercising ministry through stewardship within our parish, provide opportunities for women to serve God and participate in the role of life through worship, study, prayer, fellowship, service, and giving, to discuss family life and topics that are important to women, and of course to family life. And then of course we have a mandate to ensure the stability of the organization, which is the Anglican Church Women, by promoting, recruiting, and retaining members, and of course promoting and encouraging young women.
I like that. That's a mouthful. Y'all sound like y'all must be busy, man, but y'all find time to be doing all of this. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to know, if y'all ever go into an Anglican church, these are women who be dressed up in white. Like, I don't know how they keep, first of all, how you keep your white so white. I need somebody to explain that to me, because it can't just be bleach, because, you know, it's turning a little yellow after a while, right? But in addition to being sparkling in all of their white, they are doing things almost every single week in their individual parishes. But what Ms. McKinney is talking about is the council, because collectively they also are doing things. But of course, y'all ain't need to hear me say that, because we got the outreach chairperson right here. But she, of course, she got to talk about how she's the president of ACW with St. Agnes. Because if she don't say that, I ain't going to let her leave the studio. But Ms. Lewis, talk to us. Who you is, what you be doing?
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Janan Lewis, the president of St. Agnes ACW. And we have a dynamic group of women varying in ages and one of the things I hope to do is to reclaim members who would have fallen by the wayside. And then, like the president said, to build our organization. Because as our people get older, we don't want the organization to die. So that is one of the things I would like to work on in our church, along with outreach and then doing all of the other spiritual aspects of what we are supposed to do.
Now, I'm going to ask a question right now. What does the membership look like? Who exactly is involved with the ACW within the parishes, and how do you get to attract others into this dynamic group? Because Ms. McKinney listed off so many different responsibilities, and I can only imagine that might be a bit much for some persons to take on, but you all get it done. But how do you keep doing it, and how are we attracting more folks? Now, I know the outreach chairperson, she got a plan. And I'm looking at her right now to see if she could tell me what this plan looks like.
From my perspective, I think we lead by example in the church and outside of the church. And this particular activity that we have planned is for young women. So if we are leading by example and we are showing them the right way as Christian women, then our organization will build. And it would not only just build the Anglican organization, but it will build our country. Because we are grooming them to be good citizens and good Christians.
I like how you all see how she segues straight into the event, right? She says it's enough about her. She wants to talk more about the event. And I love that because time flies when you're having fun. We're already halfway during our time. Now, I know she looked at me shocked just now. Now, let's jump right into that. Ms. McKinney, President, please tell us a little bit more. What is happening? This is next week, Saturday, I believe. Please tell us more.
Okay, just before I do that, I wanted to say that the vision of the Young Lady Seminar was way back in 2003, was to mentor and provide leadership for ladies within the Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands, and of course in the wider community. Our vision, again, is to instill spirituality, purpose, and passion. Perseverance and in preparation for the young people becoming the agents of change in our communities. I think we have done that for the last 21 years. This year we'll make 22 years, and we want to continue to do that. With respect to the seminar itself, President Lewis is the organizer, and I'll turn it over to her to talk a little bit more about the theme and the topics that we will be discussing during the seminar.
Well, that sounds like y'all got a lot planned. This has been happening over a decade, man. How are you keeping it fresh? But let's talk, because we want to make sure I get the word out there to everybody who's eligible to attend.
Okay, so next week, Saturday, October 25th, we will have our Young Ladies Seminar. The theme is Becoming Her, Bold, Beautiful, and Brilliant. So the objective is to empower the young ladies with confidence, self-worth, and leadership skills. And we have opened it up to all Anglican churches, all young ladies in the community. And we look forward to three dynamic speakers who will address these girls and guide them as to how they can be bold, they can be beautiful, they can be brilliant, and follow the word of God.
I like that. Now tell me a little bit more outside of the speakers. How does that day look? And then also, I think folks listening in would want to know a little bit more about, do you stay in contact with these girls after they have the seminar? Do you have repeat participants? What has been the impact of this particular program?
The day is set up. First of all, we'll feed them. So they will start with a hearty breakfast.
I love that. Be like, ooh.
And then they will go into sessions. And it's planned where the sessions are not just them sitting down listening. We want them to interact. We want them to be engaged. I would like to see them create relationships from this seminar, not only with us, but with each other. So at their tables, so we want them to mingle and to get to know each other. And I would love for them to, for us to be able to follow up in afterwards to see what they're doing, how we can assist them, and then maybe grow this into something even bigger. And like I said, lead by example, so that we could get those who are not Anglicans to become Anglicans, and those who are Anglicans to become ACW members.
I hope you all hear that. She has a plan. Now, I want to know, and either one of you can answer this question, why was it important for the ACW Council to have this event? Why are you trying to reach, particularly as Anglican women, to reach our young women?
Well, I said earlier that this started in 2003. At that time, the council president was Sandra Cawley. And the ladies at the time believed that it was important for us to share with the young ladies that were coming up. We have gained so much experience. We've learned so much in our lives that we thought it important that we impart some of that knowledge, some of those experience with the young persons that were coming up. Like we said, we're not going to be here forever. So we would like to leave, the Anglican Church, the community in good hands. And we believe that we need to start it. And so we have done it, and we've done it for 21 years, going into 22 years, and we believe it's very important to continue along that line.
I love that. That's two decades. Now, ladies and gentlemen, President Lewis has a stack of paper. And, you know, I would not wish to have her come on the show and she doesn't tell me everything that's written down, because, you know, what she didn't tell y'all is that she's an educator, so I don't want to get reprimanded afterwards. Now, Madam President, Madam Outreach Chair, please tell us a little bit more about the achievements. What are we doing? What do we want to do? And everything that's written on your paper.
No, these are just basic little notes. Talking about the topics, embracing your beauty, inner beauty, self-acceptance, self-worth, self-love. As an educator, that's something I find to be needed mm-hmm. for our girls, especially to know that they are worthy.
Right.
So that's a very important topic for me. The bold part of it is allowing girls to realize that they can be bold, that women fought for us to be bold, mm-hmm. and that it's okay for them to be respectful, to respect themselves, respect others, but they can be bold. And then the brilliant part of it is that education is very important. So the theme this year is to develop the whole woman, the okay. whole girl. Okay? So
I love that.
It's I think it'll be exciting, and I'm excited for what the girls will get this year.
Excellent, excellent. How many girls are you expecting to participate?
Well, it looks like about maybe 110 girls in New Providence,
wow.
but it's 9 islands that we
yes.
have this year.
Really?
Madam President can share yes. the other islands. So we're even more excited about that. I shipped some shirts to Inagua yesterday, so I am really excited that we are touching so many islands. Madam President can expand on which islands we're doing this year.
And
so.
Also how? Like, how are we getting this done? Is it going to be a Saturday thing? Are you Zooming? Let's talk about this.
Yeah. So the intention is for the individual branches within those islands to host the seminar.
Okay.
We have, like Madam President indicated, we have 9 scheduled for this year. We started in Grand Bahama last weekend. So okay. Grand Bahama sisters hosted their first seminar for this year. And we expect to have additional seminars in Eleuthera, Crooked Island, Abaco, the Berry Islands, mentioned Inagua, North Andros, and Grand Turk.
Okay.
So, yes, we do intend to.
Not transnational.
Yes, remember we're the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands, so we're having seminars in all
yes.
of those islands so far. So we started on October 11th, and the last seminar she'll be held on November 15th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about the seminars this year.
Y'all heard that? These women are doing work all throughout all the family islands. My Lord. I like that. No
yeah.
island left out. Now.
Yes.
My Long Island people, we got a chat about that.
Long Island is there.
Yes, we do have Long Island.
We have
yes,
Long Island?
Yes.
Oh, I must say, so used to China. Listen out for it. I look where you cross that. Great.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
We're very proud of the sisters in the islands that have decided to, you know, take the bull by the horn and host a seminar this year.
No, that's incredible work right there. Miss Lewis is looking at me intently. Mm-hmm. I know you have something else to add.
No, I just want to say that the ACW is, like you said, known for wearing white,
mm-hmm.
but we have tentacles everywhere on every island, and our women are working. They are working, and this seminar is for the young girls, but we are doing so much more, and we want to do so much more. So we just want to invite people to come and join us. Okay. Because the join more the merrier. Join the ACW.
Oh, join the ACW. Okay, great.
Including our host.
Oh, there you go. Look at how they're trying to drag me into this. Oh, gosh. Listen, for the persons who are interested for the seminar, how could they be in touch to possibly register? Is it closed? Can I just show up?
Online registration is closed. However, we will accept on-site registration. And as Madam President indicated, we will be at Holy Cross this coming Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the seminar schedule. So show up about 7:30 or thereabouts, and we'll make sure that the persons are accommodated.
Great. Yes. And remind us of the age of the girls that you're trying to attract.
Between 12 and 18.
Perfect, perfect. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I can go back to Ms. Lewis because she didn't say trying to track people into ACW, and she telling y'all all my business, all my business. Tell us, how can somebody get involved with the ACW at your church, and how best can they be in contact if they were thinking to join the ACW at your church?
Well, at my church, if you want to join the ACW, just come to any executive member or any ACW member, and you show interest. And we would welcome you. And that is for any Anglican church. If you are interested, just tell someone, and someone will tell someone, and we will make sure that you are there so that you know what it is we're doing when our meetings are. Tell the priest, and the priest will make sure. So we are open to all ages, 18 and above, and we want to welcome as many young members as possible.
Now, I got to put a plug out there because, you know, yours truly also suffers from this. When I have a lot on my plate, and I want to help more, please, well, what are the obligations looking like? Do I meet every week? Do I have to wear white every day? What all do I need to do? What all is required of an ACW member?
Well, no, we don't meet every day. However, we do meet once a month. And at that time we discuss, sometimes we have speakers that will speak to topics that are relevant to the ladies. Of course, there's a spiritual aspect of every meeting where we do
devotions,
and we do have other, we may have a spiritual speaker and the like. So that's monthly. We have meetings on a monthly basis. No, you're not required to wear white, even though we're beautiful in our whites. White, we typically, when we're turning out at our corporate worship or at a patronal festival or another church's activity as an organization. So we don't have to wear white every day, but we do look beautiful in our white.
They do look beautiful inside their white. Now, I think I got to call Ms. Lewis out on this here because she doesn't tell you all I got to become a member of this thing, right? The ACW women at St. Agnes Sign Looking Church, the cathedral over the hill, you know, one of the best that has ever seen. Of course, I have a bias. Everybody knows this. The ACW women at my churches feed me, and they feed me good. So it ain't just showing up to the church at one time. They got to cook. So I try to figure out, so if I can become a member of ACW, y'all can teach me how to cook properly?
Of course. We can teach you how to cook. We can teach you how to sew. We can teach you to do anything because, like I said, we have women of all ages, all backgrounds. So we can even teach you how to do your banking if you need that. So join the ACW, and we will expand your horizon.
Okay, good, good, good. This is, listen, they could expand our horizons, make me a member of ACW, they almost will find me one husband, do I? No. Who knows, man? They prepare me for life. Now, I know we've talked about the seminar itself, but I know that you all have had a number of activities this year, and so perhaps we can share with our listening audience and those of you tuning in. Remember, you can call into the show at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, toll-free 300-5720, or you can text us 422-4796. Going back to all of the different events, because I know you all had some pretty big things earlier this year. I know we're getting closer to Advent. We might be winding down. I don't know. There's still food involved, so y'all can still feed me. But what else may be happening or has already happened that we may want to let the public know?
Well, I just wanted to highlight, well, in May of this year, typically we would have our annual conference. We were able to host our conference in Turks and Caicos, in Providenciales, Turks and Caicos Islands, this past May, and we're happy that of the turnout and the support, bearing in mind that we're not just New Providence, we're not just the Bahamas, we're Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands, so we're very happy that we're able to meeting conference in Providenciales, Turks and Caicos Islands. Upcoming, we will, we talked about the Young Lady Seminar. We are hosting a Sip and Paint on the 22nd of November. So we want the support of our the general public. So Sip and Paint, it will be held at the Epiphany Anglican Church in the East. So we're extremely happy and excited about that particular event.
I'm happy and excited about that event too, man. I like the Sip and Paints, but you know, I might have to be a little bit more calm, cool, and collected at that particular Sip and Paint. And you'll have it on holy ground too?
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me a little bit more. What's the pricing looking like on that? It is a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser.
Okay.
The cost of the tickets is $50. It will include your apron. It includes the canvas, your easel. It will include a meal as well, and a free drink, non-alcoholic drink. We will also have in-house raffles during the event. So it's planned to be exciting time.
Remind the folks which day, where, how can we get tickets?
The 22nd of November, beginning at 4 p.m. at Church of the Epiphany, Prince Charles Drive. Tickets can be had from any ACW member, president, in New Providence.
I love that. I can need... Well, sorry, is it only for women? Because I want to know if I had a manting, could I bring a manting?
Of course you can.
I can bring a manting.
Welcome all.
Okay, now, you know, with Sip and Paints, what type of music are we listening to? Are we going to be singing hymns? I need to know.
It's planning to be enjoyable, exciting events.
You know, she's so very diplomatic, that means no, it won't be church music. But she can't say that outright. I can say it though. So outside of, we have something that's happening in November. Kudos on your conference earlier this year in the Turks and Caicos Islands. I was watching from afar. Y'all were very active, I was told. Yes. Now, I may not be a member, but I said, sip, sip. Hmm. What happens in Turks sometimes don't stay in Turks. But all good stuff.
I do want to promote our Evening of Hope, which is scheduled for December.
Oh, yes. This is a concert or something like that happening.
Yes, it's December. It's scheduled for December. We're still working out the logistics, but the 14th of December, we intend to have our Evening of Hope. It's intended to be a Singspiration, and of course, we're inviting the general public. So please look out for details relative to our Evening of Hope. I would like to say also that any funds raised during the Evening of Hope will be earmarked for the Bishop Malcolm's Memorial Scholarship, which we currently fund for a young lady that attends the Bishop Michael Elden School in Grand Bahama. So we also are trying to make sure that we pay it forward to young ladies in the community.
I love that. And ladies and gentlemen, again, these ladies, they are rather modest, so I could be not modest for them. That Singspiration has to be a beautiful event to attend during the Christmas time, okay? You know, we already in the holiday season. Come the middle of November, they're already going to have their Sip and Paint. Then they're going to lead us into having the Singspiration. I think the last one was held at the cathedral, and it was fabulous time, honestly. And, you know, they could cook, but they could also sing too. And then they bring in extra people. See, they're still working on the details, but I could tell you what happened last year, so you listen to me, eh? It's for a good cause. It is for a good cause. These ladies don't do anything to raise money for themselves. It always goes back into the community, into their efforts, and they have been doing a fantastic job, and we just want to say thank you for all that you do in your individual parishes and collectively. We need the support of women for women, no matter their ages, and so y'all are doing well. We've heard so much about the upcoming Girls Seminar, so for the last time, before I bid adieu to you, but not those of you listening, because we have another set of guests coming on, tell us again about the Girls Seminar next week.
The Girls Seminar, October 25th at Holy Cross Activity Center, 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and the theme is Becoming Her, Bold, Beautiful, and Brilliant. So we are excited to have girls ages 12 through 18. Come on down. Even if you didn't register, we will welcome you because we want you to be bold, brilliant, and beautiful.
Lovely, lovely. So thank you again, President Janine Lewis, who's also the chairperson for outreach for the Anglican Church Women Council, and then Madam President Deborah McKinney, who is the president of the ACW Council. They sent us the big shots. I don't know. But the only reason I ain't shaking in my boots is because these women knew me from when I was baby. So thank you all so much for coming on the show and for telling us about what you're doing. And we would love to have you back on, especially right before the sip and paint and that Singspiration. Because I need to know more details and I got to get my tickets, even though I can see Ms. Lewis and George tomorrow, Lordsville. You know. But thank you all again so much. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for the remainder of the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We'll be right back.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he send me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I've been wrong.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Happy Hour here at Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Carter, and thank you so much for staying with us, or if you're joining for the very first time. We had the Anglican Church Women Council on earlier to talk to us about their girls' seminar happening next week, Saturday, the 25th of October. They're going to have that over there at Holy Cross. You can check our pages for more information on that. It's open to girls, I think, 12 to 18, I believe it is, and it's free of charge. So if you haven't registered yet, there is still time to do in-person registration on the day of. Again, that's the Anglican Church Women. Joining us now, we have another group of fabulous persons doing great work in the community. Again, this is the purpose of the Happy Hour, so we can hear more about the persons and groups doing wonderful things in our community that we may not hear about. But I promise you, y'all heard about these folks because they have been around for ages. They've been doing great stuff. And if you don't already own a pair of socks from them, you need to support them in the socks happen. But guess what? They're here to talk to us about another thing. Joining us in studio today are representatives from the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association. We have with us, and listen, they all have their, they sent me the big people. These are the folks in charge. They sent me Betty Taylor. She's the president. Then I got Sheena Itil. And then I got Ida Poitier Turnquest. And yeah, she's one of them Poitiers from Cat Island. So, you know, they care about their things. That's one of the things they care about. So Ida can be talking to us a lot. She brought two stacks of papers to talk from. But they also have another guest. We have baby Emma with us inside the studio. And I'm looking ahead to... They brought a baby doll, and the baby doll is a little girl who has Down syndrome, and she got a cutest smile on her face. But they can tell us all about Emma and what do they do with Emma. They also have another baby doll called Noah, and they're going to let us know how do they use these in outreach. But primarily, they will be talking to us, so you can hear my voice in a minute, about an event that they're having next week, Saturday. It's a buddy walk. Again, you can tell how excited I am, so I can stop talking now, and then I can tell you all everything right there. So, Madam President, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm blessed.
There you go, and highly favored. Glory.
Amen.
Now, Madam President, tell us a little bit more about the association. What is it? How long have you been around? Who do you serve? That sort of thing.
Well, this particular association has been around from 2021. And our goal is to bring awareness about Down syndrome. And the persons with Down syndrome, we want them to be exposed to the community and the community exposed to them. Because we're learning, a lot of people are saying, I never knew people with Down syndrome was in the Bahamas. But we are here and we are here to stay. And right now our goal is to get a building for our persons with Down syndrome.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know you have lots of goals. You have lots of outreach programs. I can't help but ask. We got to talk about Emma because Emma's staring straight at me right now. And you got to hold Emma up so I can make sure I get her on camera. And those persons watching us by web can see her too. Tell us, what do you use Emma and Noah for?
Emma is our mascot. And what it is she has all the characteristics of a person with Down syndrome. One thing that doctors notice when a person is born with Down syndrome is the straight line across the palm from one side to the other. Emma has that. Mm-hmm. Emma has the slanted eyes, the most beautiful smile that a Down syndrome person has, mm-hmm. and she has the folds at the back of her neck.
Okay.
That represents persons with Down syndrome. So we take out, sometimes we can't take a person with Down syndrome, so we take Emma or Noah out to represent these people.
I love that. And where do you go? Into the schools, workplaces? School.
Yes, schools, workplaces, and the community. Emma and Noah was even on the altar out in Lyford Key.
Oh.
To the church out in Lyford Key.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
they're staunch churchgoers. I love that. Now, if folks wanted to have a presentation about the association, interact with Emma and Noah, and learn a little bit more about persons with Down syndrome, how could they get in contact?
We have a website. Say that. And my phone number is 544-2140. You can call and ask for Betty Taylor. And we can make arrangements for us to come to you or you to come to us.
I love those options.
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, I know Machine over here sitting to the side like, I ain't gonna talk to her. Uh-huh. So, because I know Miss Ida is ready and she's ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not watching online, the ladies came in here. They have on their regalia, okay? They have T-shirts that I know I need to buy one of because it's a beautiful. They're using Bahamian colors on it. Lovely. And our Machina came here. She has on her embroidered one, so she looks official. So as the official looking one. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about the activities of the association and perhaps the outreach that you are conducting. But why is it important for you all to get the word out there about Down syndrome?
Well, it's really...
And make sure to talk right into the mic so everybody can hear you.
Well, our awareness campaign really stems from, like Ms. Betty said, to reiterate on what she said, is this, you know, to bring that awareness and that attention and the education to the wider community, not just, you know, the families of persons with the disabilities and Down syndrome, that is. A lot of persons doesn't know that we have so many kids or families that are impacted, mm-hmm. or has, you know, that who has Down syndrome. So we have, we usually have like family events where either on the park or at Shirley Heights Church, where they've actually, once a month we meet there, where we have our meeting. That's the space that we currently use as mm-hmm. we work towards obtaining a building. So, and that's another addition to where persons can come if they would love to interact and, you know, to socialize with our persons with Down syndrome. So we meet there where we have in-house activities with our family and our kids. And obviously, like I said, the wider community, if they're interested in coming in. Outside of that, we would normally have pastry fundraisers. And then we have the Buddy Walk Fest, which is annually, every October. That obviously includes like kitty corners, sometimes vendors, depends on, you know, how we categorize it for that year. We also have March, which is, and March is World Down Syndrome Day on the 21st,
yes.
If I'm right. Right, so we do our sales of our colorful socks on that day. That week, and at different organizations, person that we even reach out to, and you have it where businesses invite us to sell our socks to them. And then the schools also have a particular day within that month that they support our initiative, and that's one of our secondary major fundraisers during the year. So outside of these colorful sock sales, we have the annual Buddy Walk Fest, and in between we have little pastry sales and pop-ups for those fundraisers. And that's also where we interact with the wider community, educating them on how we should not, you know, should also treat our, rather than, you know, we would want to protect our persons with Down syndrome rather than mock our persons with Down syndrome. Because it's a very sensitive topic for me, because I have a sibling with Down syndrome, and this is why I'm so passionate about it. Mm-hmm. So getting persons to understand their input and their the protection, and to also educate themselves on this topic, it really matters, because it lacks a lot from my experiences.
Right, right.
Yes.
Now, this is very valuable and critical work that you all are undertaking. And you're out there in the community, but you're trying to reach more folks.
Right, we want to reach more.
Right, and the primary way of doing that is through the Buddy Fest.
Yes.
So, Ms. Ada, it's your time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, what in the world is the Buddy Fest? When is it happening? Why do you all do it? And what can we expect?
Okay, the Buddy Fest. Now, the Buddy Fest is what we have coined here in the Bahamas. But it's also a part of a worldwide campaign of Buddy Walks.
Okay.
There are over 300-plus Buddy Walks worldwide. And we decided that we'd put fest with it because, you know, being in the Bahamas, we like to do a little bit more festing.
We like things. We want to do many things.
You know? Right. And this is the Buddy Walk, actually, the history of Buddy Walks in the United States with the National Down Syndrome Society.
Right.
And they started in 1995. Mm-hmm. And so it's just been building. Every year, different states, different countries are coming on board with it. But the Buddy Walk is where it's the most recognizable awareness program for Down syndrome.
Okay.
And it's when we definitely raise funds, but it's also awareness and inclusion. Because the more people who know about Down syndrome, the more they get to know that our children are not, they're not different. They're just like everyone else. They learn the same way. They might take a little longer to learn something, but they learn, they do everything that a regular child can do. They grow up to be adults where they're getting married. They're having children. We just discovered there was a person with Down syndrome in Italy who is now a lawyer.
Okay.
As they're going to university. And good. So this is one of the things we really want to work at here, is to make sure that our programs start at day one.
Okay.
The minute a child is born, we start with day one, so that they can catch up and do exactly what their siblings or other children are doing. But the Buddy Walk is going to be held on Saturday the 25th. Now, it's not a walk like the others where you go out and you, or you come in first or you come in third.
I'm going to ask, man, I got to put on my running shoes.
No. Okay. This is when the community becomes a buddy
to
our children. And so they walk with them. So yeah. Our walk is much shorter than a walk would be. Of course, it's going to take longer.
A slower pace.
Than, yes. That sounds like a nice little Saturday stroll.
Yes.
Registration starts at 7.
Okay.
The walk begins at 8.
Okay.
And we're going from Montague Beach Park. Mm-hmm. We'll walk Shirley Street to Fowler Street.
Okay.
On to Bay, mm-hmm. and then back to Montague.
Oh, that's a nice walk.
That's a nice walk, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to make it, but it's a walk. We would have, for instance, we'll have transportation for those, because there's some of our children who a walk would be too much for them.
Right.
And so they would be in a,
like, and that's a superhero. They can have their additional support. I like that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is what's going to happen. Then it's followed by a souse out, where we're selling chicken and pig feet souse,
okay.
stew conch, stew fish. Then, and I can tell you one thing, after we're also having our famous conky conch fritters. We don't have conch fritters like some people have. We have conky conch fritters.
All the way from Inagua.
That's where our conch come from.
Inagua.
And I think this year we got a bit of conch from Spanish Wales as well.
Listen, y'all know that Inagua conch is big, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah, wait.
Big and tender. So that is what. And then, of course, we'll have some sweets as well that'll be on sale.
Okay.
We'll have a hoopla and some other activities. Not too many, but just some. We'll have games that you can sit under the games tent and play dominoes.
So this sounds like this will be going on all afternoon? Or
until 3.
Until 3 o'clock, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Until 3.
Lots to do.
And if you can't come for the whole time, at least come. If you can walk with us and you have to leave, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't make it there, at least get your breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we will be there from 6 o'clock. That's
right.
Definitely.
Right.
So you could come, stop, get your breakfast, leave, come back, walk with us.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't walk with us, just come back later on in the afternoon and just be with our children, because we want to expose them to people. I mean, for instance, the Alzheimer's Association just had their month.
Yes.
And they had a candlelight vigil.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our persons with Down syndrome, Derenique Foster, she sang the national anthem at that event. And we were just so pleased, and it was so well received, because here we finally starting to get that inclusion into the community.
So I love really that. That is so
that.
Inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to know, for the event happening, that it's almost like an all-day thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when I'm talking about the walk thing, will we have shirts? Where could I get the shirts? Because I know y'all have the shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You have on the shirts. I want a shirt and I want a support. Because what are the different ways can I support? Outside of going to the Buddy Fest, do you have the shirts for sale? How do I get one of those? And what else could I do?
I have shirts in the back of my car right now.
In my size?
Yes. We have been a back trunk sellers for the past couple of weeks and months. We even have hats, like how you have on your rotary hat. We have a, it's not a cap, it's a bucket hat with
Bahamas. I don't mind. I can put my hand down.
Yes.
And that's part of the registration. Registration is $30.
Okay.
And you get a hat. But if you want, if you don't want a hat you and you want a shirt, you can get a shirt as well.
Okay, great.
But either one will be on sale, but one is part of the registration.
I love, y'all hear that? They have tings. Tings.
Tings, tings.
I like that. I like that.
Yellow, white, and blue hats.
Yes.
Okay, okay, okay.
And when you see us, our colors are royal blue and yellow. Don't get it mixed up. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
Especially in this season behind this country. Don't get it mixed up. The Down syndrome colors worldwide is royal blue and yellow.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Appreciate the clarity, especially for the climate.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Y'all be safe out there as we start to head into certain seasons. Mm-hmm. Now, I see Sheena gearing up in the front of her mic. I see she got something else to say.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I lost my train of thought. Okay. I wanted to piggyback on something she said. That.
Well, let me explain something about the socks. People ask, why do we sell socks?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And why do we do it on March 21st? We do it on March 21st because the number 21 chromosome is what's caused Down syndrome. It splits into three. So March 21st,
the third month of the year.
The 21st day. And they said when the scientists look at the chromosome under the microscope, the shape is like a sock. So that is the reason we use the socks on March 21st. And we use colorful socks because our individuals are very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
They can be very,
very colorful.
Very colorful.
But I got to wait until the 21st to get my socks. So y'all have socks too.
Did
y'all say y'all got back trunk?
Yes,
I don't know.
Honestly, the problem is the socks are at BTVI, right?
No, that's fine. I mean, y'all can take orders if we can fill them up before the time.
Yes.
I might want to be prepared ahead of time.
Yes.
We'll have them out on Saturday.
Yes.
Definitely.
Good,
as well.
Good.
We have characters and we have some that says Down syndrome on it.
Okay, I got to prepare my. I can talk to y'all off air about what all I can need. And as we wind, remember I told you all time's going to fly when we're having fun. We only have 4 minutes left.
Wow.
How can folks get in contact with I know President Taylor, you gave us your number. What's the Facebook page? Are you on Instagram? Do you have a TikTok for the younger folks? Them. What all we have. And if persons want to volunteer, are you looking for volunteers?
We are.
Okay, great. So she ready to talk now?
No, it's just the volunteering part is just crucial for me too. We're always welcoming persons to assist where needed. They can Ida's contact also, 427-1492. Betty's number again is 544-2140. The email address is Bahamas, BAHAMASDSA@gmail.com. They can send, their information there. My contact is 437-9670. And yes, please, the volunteers are most definitely welcome for not just the Buddy Walk Fest, but our regular fundraisers of whether it's pastry sales, food sales, cookouts, and our sock sales for different events. Anything else we would normally need them for? That's about it.
No.
Yeah.
And persons can always contact us if they would like to have someone come and speak.
Definitely. Yes, we're always open for persons to come and speak and educate our family and kids. Different things.
Love that. Now, Ida, one more time. Tell us when, where, and how can we register for the Buddy Walk?
On Saturday, the 25th of October at Montague Beach Park. You can register there. You can call us ahead of time and get your registration in. The registration is $30, and it includes a hat or a shirt. Children under 12, registration is $20. And then definitely we have souse on sale and stew.
Stew conch, and then the conkiest conkford is known to the bomb.
To man.
Y'all selling this right now. When I show up, I better have about 5-10 pieces inside that conkiest. Now, what as we close, I want each of you to give us just a note on how, why you're passionate about this and why it's important to support the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association. Either way, whichever one you want to go. Yes, Madam President.
I'm passionate because I have a 32-year-old son with Down syndrome. And my niece always tells me, Aunt Betty, you make this boy think he's a king. So
I love that.
So he is. And he's very smart on his mouth.
And they all are.
Yes. Yes. And you cannot call him a boy. Mm-hmm. If I said, boy, come here. Boy? Boy? I'm a man.
So, period.
Okay? So that is my what causes me to want to be a person to work and to push for a better life for him. And like one of the signs that I usually wear says, Down syndrome does not come with a manual, but it comes with a mother that works and push. And that's me. I'm going to work and push for him. Love and that. Any person with Down syndrome.
Love that. Ms. Sheena.
Hi.
What would you say? Why is it important to support the association?
As previously stated, I have a sibling, one. He's 22 now with Down syndrome. I have learned a lot through him, having to be, you know, a little bit more patient, learning about the Down syndrome in general. And outside of him, it's just not, you know, it's big. The picture is bigger than him. You know, we have a community. We have tons of kids here with Down syndrome. So I would say it's a lot of challenges that we face here because Down syndrome is undermined. And if I were to just focus on him, one, then what else is there that I can do that would support the association as a whole and not just for my sibling and singularly? So, you know, when we face, you know, things like job readiness, then like Miss Ida and Betty had said earlier, our kids are capable. You know, they just need that extra push and that extra help. So when I look at that, and if we can have the structure that would help, so that's where my push and my drive come in to help not just my sibling get to where they can be and their best potential, but the overall organization as a whole.
Love that, love that. And Miss Ida.
Well, I am definitely a mother of a 34-year-old son who thinks he runs the entire household and the entire family structure. That's him. But my drive for this organization in particular is to be the voice for persons with Down syndrome. Down syndrome is the largest chromosomal disorder in the world.
Right.
And we need to have a voice. And it's one thing why we are pushing so strongly now is that there's so many groups, even governmental groups, that say they work with the disabled, but Down syndrome is never represented.
Right.
And I want to say that loud, and I hope people are hearing that you cannot, if you don't know anything about Down syndrome, you cannot represent and make policy changes or do anything for these children if you don't we don't have that voice. And we're pushing and we're knocking through doors now to make sure that our voice is heard for them.
Ovi, thank you so much for sharing all of your voices today on the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We salute and celebrate you all for the hard work that you do. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to have their event next week, Saturday. Please register. Show up in person if you don't get to do it ahead of time. But make sure you help them, support them. It's only $30 and $20 if you're a youngin', to help the Bahamas Association for Down Syndrome do the work that they are doing. Thank you all so much again for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I loved having y'all.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 for the rest of the programming. This has been DeAndra Cartwright for the Happy Hour. I've been happy to have you. Hopefully you've been happy to listen to me. And check me out again next week, Saturday, unless you try on Monday morning for the morning blend. Ha, ha, ha. Talk soon. Bye.